Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I was talking with a man one day about his precarious financial situation. He had his own business, which was seasonal work, and didn't have the money to pay his mortgage or his car payment. He had been in arrears many times before on his mortgage and was taking money from one credit card to pay another. He was also in the midst of devising a plan to gather money from potential investors on a new business venture, even though he had not even completed the business plan. I asked him, "If this is such a horrible place for you to be, why do you continue to stand in it?" He had one excuse after another as his ego squeezed his bank accounts and credit cards dry. I pushed him to admit his dishonest behavior and explained that his actions were snowballing and he could easily wind up bankrupt. His mind was so preoccupied with cheating his personal financial system that he had no room for solutions. He was trying to solve a chaotic problem with a chaotic solution. His possessions now possessed him. I asked him, "What good is having all these things if you're so consumed by them?" He was silent. Further, I asked him, "How do these things serve you and make you a better person, especially if they're not gained in an honest way?" Well, there was more silence. Then I asked him, "Why have all this stuff if you're so worried about how to hang on to it?" As he groped for some sort of logic, he said, "I've worked hard and don't want to give up my things." Well, folks, he didn't have to give his stuff up because at the rate that he was going, they were going to be taken from him without his permission. I asked him, "If you cannot handle a small amount of money, what makes you think you're going to be able to handle large sums of money? And if you can't be trusted with riches of your own, what makes you think that you will be entrusted with riches that are not yours?" I could sense his spirit desired to be honest, but his ego was so badly bruised and the negative energy called carelessness was setting up residence in his soul. The sheer embarrassment of having to give up a lifestyle that he could not afford was corrupting his spirit into a dishonest and cagey status. His love for money was ruining his soul. If a person is dishonest while handling money, then disaster will strike only to amplify the dishonest behavior and the cleanup will continue until the lesson has been learned. That's a fact. On the flip side, when an honest person receives money, their already honorable character is amplified. They may be truthful, but yet a penny pincher, and this disposition will also be amplified. And if they have a generous and benevolent spirit, well, guess what? They will more than likely become more charitable and considerate. Folks, there is nothing wrong with having wealth, as long as we handle such wealth in a way that serves with dignity, integrity, and humility. Addressing our financial issues and clearing an unhealthy approach will pave the way for creating blessings and opportunities. The Bible doesn't say money is the root of all evil. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. Look it up, 1 Timothy 6:10. When we are in a stressful financial situation, it is important, it is imperative to act with honor. In doing so, we prove to God that we can handle more, and more will be given to us. I mean, heck, if your kid blows 10 bucks or he loses 10 bucks, you gonna give him 10 more dollars? I don't think so. Folks, God is the source and supply of all abundance. That's your source. When we connect with our source to do His will, there is little room for doubt about the magnitude of our source. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinada gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.